pay close heed to my every word.
Get old, don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave and make us play nice. Let us be together tonight.
You're listening to League of Ordinary Gentlemen COVID cast, episode 399. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm John Hunter.
I'm Josh Lingle.
Clay Inferno.
Well, welcome to the let's give ourselves something to do podcast. I don't know, John. Probably this is your normal life, though. Like almost.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, other than now, I can't go to the gym and do anything else. It's my normal life.
That's but not I mean, awesome. Are you working the same? Like you're are you still getting work and everything and all
yeah.
that? Like
yeah, life? So far, yeah. so far, so good.
Yeah.
Who knows for how much longer.
But. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're doing a lot of work for Japan, I imagine, like, right? If you're doing, like, the manga work. Oh, but I guess yeah. Viz is not in Japan.
No, they're in San Francisco.
Yeah, they were totally shut down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've been working remotely for, like, the last week or two. I've kind of forgotten at this point.
Well, all I was saying was I heard, like, Japan is starting to kind of get a little bit back to normal.
Well, that'd be nice.
So, but I don't know about, like, I don't know about...
Here.
Comics. Yeah, and here.
I was just reading about how awful the comic book industry is currently because of all this. So.
Well, it wasn't great to begin with.
No, now it's even worse.
I have to say, though, I've been seeing a lot of comments and news stories about people and being like, my life has been upended, and I'm like, everybody's had.
I know, it's kind of like, I get it, it sucks, but I mean, it's not going to help you going on Facebook and saying like, oh no, my business is closing, what do I do? I mean, like, yeah, we're all in misery here. I mean, just what do you want?
Well, hey, business is closing. That really does kind of suck, but...
Oh, no, yeah, it does. Geez,
you
it
really
does.
Downplayed that.
No, but I'm going like, to like,
play PlayStation all day.
That's not what I was doing. I agree it sucks, yeah, but I'm
edit
saying...
Edit
that
part. Edit Durson's insensitivity up.
That wasn't insensitive. I was saying, like, but I mean, it's hard because...
You're saying, like, what can you do? What can you do
right.
about it?
I mean, it sucks for everybody. I mean, but it sucks... Obviously, it sucks... more for some than others, but I mean
it's not just happening to them.
Yeah, going on Facebook is not, you know, I mean, yeah, we all, I know it's miserable, but yeah, it's miserable for everybody. I wish I could go to work. I'm not getting 2 weeks vacation here. I mean, I had to go to work Thursday and Friday, and I was pretty afraid that I would catch something. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I actually went to the grocery store the other day, and I was like, oh, this is going to be horrible. It wasn't that bad, though. They actually were well-prepared and had a lot of checkout lines open.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid of germs on a regular day.
Yeah. Yeah.
This has only heightened my germophobia.
You're
but
just,
I went
just
to
like
CBS.
Everybody else is up to your level now.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome. Welcome to my mania.
Now everybody is me and Durson combined. You're working at home or you're stuck at home all day, and now you're all germophobes.
And you're grumpy.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. Yeah, just like me and John.
Leave it to Durson to say, complain about people complaining on Facebook.
I shouldn't have said that. I apologize.
You're no, right. You should have.
No, I'm not complaining about them. I'm just... stating the fact, it's not, I mean, yeah, we're all feeling this. This is not,
we're all in misery together.
Yeah, exactly. This is happening to everyone on some level. I don't know. I mean, obviously there's going to be problems if it comes down to people not being able to pay rent. And that's going to be, that's going to suck. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But, but I don't know. I mean, shit. My friend who runs, who, you know, works in my local comic shop is one of those people who might not be able to pay rent if his store closes. So, which, oddly enough, it's open right now.
Wow. And comic book places are just a wormhole of germs.
I wish.
You know, everything is touched. I'm like,
not getting the good bread this week.
Yeah, right. I mean, I wouldn't say they're essential either. That's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know.
Unless, of course, you're buying Marvel's Essentials, in which case they are essential.
By definition, they literally are.
That's right. But I mean, apparently, I guess I'll call them out right here. So like, I went by, there's a GameStop down the street, and there was a line outside the other day.
What? That place is still open?
It's still open, because the one apparently
that was closed.
Well, apparently the one in where near me was just like, apparently, and they're open all around, because apparently they just declared themselves essential.
What?
And this is the one I heard. I don't know if this is fact.
Stuff is essential?
That's what you can do. Apparently, just be like, nah, we're essential. And like, they didn't even tell their employees, like, they didn't give them any real instructions or anything. They're just like, show up to work. And if you want to hand sanitize, you got to buy your own. And like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
This is what I heard. I don't know if this is fact.
I actually saw this story too. Like, it was an email they sent to everybody that was like, we're really going to take advantage of this situation. So get to work, basically.
Yeah.
Something that I saw.
Right. Okay. So Clay also saw this. This isn't just me. But like, it was weird. There was a line of people. Well, also there was that Animal Crossing thing. That
yeah, that's out. What I think the line was probably for.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
That
understand.
Was the biggest thing at PAX. It was like,
yeah,
that's a Nintendo thing, and I guess you're just like,
right.
It's like, what do you call it? Like those Gigapets or whatever, Neopets. It's like you just have a little pet and you make a house. It's like Sims. And it's like cute. And you make a little house.
It seems like something you should be able to download.
It seems essential. Yeah, that's an essential.
Yeah, but why aren't these people downloading their
people
games?
People should die for that.
I don't understand.
I know. Why are you going to GameStop? At any point in your life,
maybe they're trying
first
to.
You like, want
to
buy an old
charged way game. Too much.
Get the used games,
right?
That's all I get. The Star Wars one, I get it for $20.
Yeah, but otherwise, there's no reason. And there's no reason to wait in line to go in there. That's for sure. Yeah. I'd be like, fuck
this. I was only there because Stacy was there, anyways. I had no reason to be in there.
I've actually walked into the one near me like two or three times, and I don't think I've ever bought anything. I think once I bought a controller, actually. I bought my controller broke, and I'm like, I just want something quick, and I went in and bought it. And I think I did pay way too much.
Yeah, they always charge like 20% more than it costs.
Like another place to have Funko Pops. Like Funko Pops? Funko Pops at CVS. Funko Pops at Newbury Comics. Funko Pops at...
Oh my God, Newbury Comics, it's like a wall of Funko Pop. But yeah, I always feel like the employees are kind of like looking at me and they're like, oh, like...
He's fine.
Well, no, not now.
I bet he plays a lot of video games.
I bet he works out.
All right. In fact, I feel like kind of an imposter because I'm not like a real gamer. Like I literally don't know anything.
You
about,
feel like
I don't
me
even
when
know
I go to PAX? I just tell people that I'm not into gaming when I'm there because people are like, "Whoa, what are you watching on the floor?" It's like I'm just here to pass out flyers. Thank you. I don't
probably
know what
bad.
Any of this stuff is.
You're like taking up a ticket that somebody else could have, you know, a real gamer could have used.
Taking up a ticket by spending $500 on it.
This is like, yeah, I mean, I don't...
It's not like the hospitals that are overrun. It's PAX. I can pay my way in, just like anyone else.
Just like the hospitals, you can pay your way in.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like there's a hospital, PAX is like hospital beds and like there's low on resources. They can sell plenty of those passes long after they're sold out.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm in the music business. I know these things.
So sold out means
you're kind of a big deal. Yeah,
so sold out means let's see if we can sell some more tickets.
So it's kind of like a, oh, if we say we're sold out, people will be more apt to like
drives up market demand. And then they have this new thing this year where they were like, you could be on the waiting list for single day passes, so don't go to StubHub, just go through us. And then they'll hold on to like a batch of those passes. So that means they could sell more.
Mm. Interesting.
This big is what happens behind the scene.
Clay's got the inside scoop on everything.
Secrets.
The secrets is that companies like to make money. That's the number one secret.
I didn't know that.
Revealed the whole secret. Companies like to make money?
Yep.
What? You heard it here first. Oh.
If anyone was listening, they would have heard it here first.
Which they're not.
You might get a listener or two. I mean, you think people will be so bored?
Advantage of this whole, whole coronavirus thing.
People will get so two listeners. Yeah, two is better than what we've been getting.
Related to that, go ahead.
Go. I was just going to make a joke that I was thinking of singing karaoke and singing My Corona instead of My Sharona.
Oh, like, that's on Stacey's,
Weird Al.
Well,
Weird Al did My Bologna.
Corona. Put My Sharona on there.
Yeah.
I saw John posted the Simpsons clip of "We need a cure, we need a cure," and it's like, "No,
Doctor Hippo, the killer bees." It's like, maybe the placebos in that truck.
Where did we get these placebos? I love that shoves the old lady down.
That just showed up in my feed on YouTube, and I was like, "This is perfect."
That is perfect. It's the hysteria, you know.
Oh, my YouTube feed is like, for some reason, like some video from like Bill Gates 4 years ago is like, we're not ready for the next pandemic, but it's like, you know, from Microsoft headquarters 4 years ago. Like, why is it feeding me? Like, you know, just based on
you must have clicked on something.
No, I had seen that, like, that had been going around because they're like, Bill Gates predicted this 4 years ago.
Well, he didn't fucking do anything about it.
They put a video up, you know?
Yeah, right, he put a video up.
Yeah, he got a lot of likes, a lot of subscribes. Yeah. Bill Gates is like, thanks for listening, guys. Be sure to like and subscribe.
You know,
so it's going to happen for you.
Smash that like button.
Smash that like button.
Well, my thing, after I watched John's video, I got like 15 times the Simpsons predicted the future, which is like really funny.
Yeah, the other one that showed up after I watched that one was like, is it time to panic? You know, Ken Brockman. He's like, oh, I'm just saying it's time.
Pretty good.
I was thinking about how sad I was that Phil Hartman wasn't around the other day.
To face this pandemic, without him. Yeah. Every time I watch The Simpsons,
I'm sort of envious of him that he gets to be around, you know, to like see how shitty the world has become.
That's true too.
But I mean, he didn't go,
he went in a very unpleasant manner.
Yeah. Not like he lived a full life and then decided, well, you know, I've had enough.
So weird.
But
I've been watching a lot of SNL on YouTube. They always get push me to.
Well, no one watches the show, so they have to watch. Everybody watches it on YouTube. So.
I watch the show.
Oh, very good.
I don't watch it. I guess I don't watch it when it's on. I watch it all through YouTube.
That's what I'm saying. That's how everybody watches it.
But I watch the whole thing.
All right.
Sorry, just I don't know.
I feel like we were. I felt like you were disagreeing with me, and yet.
Well, I thought you were going your immediate like no one watches that show, like that they don't watch it because they don't think it's popular.
I understand. I didn't make myself
I don't clear.
Know. Literally, all. Nobody watches it live, I don't think. Like, very few people watch
well,
it
live. Well, now they're not even doing it. So.
Right.
That would be just too many do it at home. You know,
all these late night shows are lame, too, when they're just at home. They suck.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Bill Maher the other night had, like, his writers and stuff, like, in the crowd to act as, like, fans.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
last year.
Yeah.
It was, like, a year ago.
But then it was funny, because he told the joke that nobody laughed. He's like, these guys wrote this.
And they well, they already knew it. That's why.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's can I just tell you the biggest bummer? James Bond has been delayed.
Like, I know. That one is that one's a
I think they should just everything at home downloadable. I think they'll still make a ton of money.
Yeah,
the Invisible Man is now downloadable.
That's I know right, some I saw of that. It. Yeah.
I would pay $20 to watch James Bond.
Oh hell yeah. I'd probably even spend $30 because I got my whole family, and by my whole family I mean my wife, because my kids can't watch James Bond.
James Bond with your kid? I don't know. I watched 3 movies like for free yesterday, and so I mean, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to pay.
Man, also, I've been doing is watching Daikaiju TV for like the last 24 hours straight. They've been playing like the first 12 Godzilla movies. I was like, this is what life is about.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. We've been binging Schitt's Creek. I don't know if anyone's.
That's pretty. Me too, dude. Me too.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not. I've seen like one.
Finished season 2.
I just started season 2, but it's because they're like 20 minutes. It's like boom, boom, boom. You can watch 3 of them and not feel like you're like a bum.
It's kind of like it's kind of like comics too, because every episode, like, well, a good comic will like make you want to read the next comic, but these ones they like cut off like perfect timing, like with some sort of joke, and then you watch in the next one, it's a completely different story. But they just like nail it like on a punchline every time. It just goes to credits and you're like, oh, it's over now? What the fuck?
I know. It's really, it shows you how not easily, because obviously the writing is so good, the acting is so good, but you wonder like, why are there shows like 3.5 Men and shit like that? When it seems these guys make it so. Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't have another man in there somewhere.
3 Men and a Baby? Like, Ted Danson?
Maybe I
love that movie.
The ghost. The ghost.
I know the ghost. Kid who shot himself in the. Oh my god. But like, sorry, 2.5 Men. But I mean, like, these guys make it look so easy. It's like, why are there so many shitty shows, sitcoms especially, when these guys make it look so good? Like, it's so perfect.
If it wasn't for the other shows, this, you know, this wouldn't be able to stand out then.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe
you're right. We need shitty shows.
Yeah, you need shitty shows.
They're Canadian. They're Canadian. Hey. They have that Kids in the Hall, SCTV.
Well, they were on
Canadian TV Bone, and it passed on to another generation even. That's why it's so funny. Yeah. They're Canadian.
I know. Two of Eugene Levy's kids are in the show, and his son helps him produce it and everything. So good. Makes me want to watch
shows that have a shitty show. Is that what we're saying? A shit show. That's
shit show.
Shit show.
Well, I got to say one thing though. I guess this is a little bit related to what we normally talk about. But I watched Shazam yesterday. Ugh, God, I did not love that movie.
No, it was horrible, right?
Yeah, it's.
I fell asleep 3 times in the theater. 3 times!
I fell asleep a little bit near the end. It's 2 hours and 12 minutes, first of all, for a dumbass comedy. There's no way that movie should be that long. Oh, it's
like,
bad.
It's amazing. And I'm like, no, it's not.
I know,
I
know.
It's for kids.
Maybe we saw different movies.
Maybe
well,
if I
have kids. Yeah, but I was like, either, this isn't great, but I bet a kid would like this.
I hope so, because... Yeah. But I love, like...
But we grew up with Big. You know what I mean? Like, we had Big.
I still think
that was way better than Shazam.
Better than this.
Yeah.
No, it is. I'm just saying, like, that's the level of expectation we're trying to get out of it. And, like, one
quarter. Yeah, but we also grew up with, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is still an awesome movie. And it's an awesome movie for everybody. And why do you have to dumb down everything? Just, I don't know. Just let me me wave my rake in my front yard and
from Crazy Snake Man.
I wouldn't have expected you to like Shazam.
I wish you'd warned me.
I feel like you're already scraping the bottom of the barrel. You've only been home for a week.
Has anybody watched Dark Phoenix?
Yes.
Oh, no, that one I haven't. Well, I hate that one, too. Should I not watch that one?
I thought that movie was universally hated.
I thought so, too, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste my time.
I mean, it wasn't Shazam bad.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Especially from Josh.
There was a good train fight.
Oh, Clay's favorite. Train fight.
Yeah.
Clay does love
it. When I saw the train fight, I was watching it on a plane coming into Portland, and there was like crazy turbulence, and the plane is swaying back and forth, and then the train derails, and the train's spinning, and I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't watch.
Maybe I'll have to watch it on
stuff like that on a plane like that because the same reason. I get seasick. I definitely can't read.
When you get airsick on a boat, it's weird.
I get seasick on a plane.
Fighting for freedom while we're landing air.
Jojo.
Yeah, Jojo. What else could I watch? What else is there? I mean, I have so much time now.
Well, Dark Phoenix is on
HBO. You could do something else other than watch something. There's other things you could be doing.
No. Don't be ridiculous.
Sorry. I apologize.
I know. It's kind of funny. Because I work in the public school system now, so I have a lot of teachers and stuff. They're trying to send out work so their kids can stay, like, a little bit engaged. But a lot of parents are trying to limit screen time. It's like, well, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I was reading, like, one of the things I read, it was, like, a woman from Italy that was talking about, like, the things that she wanted to tell people, like, here, like, what she wished she had done and, like, thought of, and it was just, like, one of her big things was, like, fuck screen time, don't worry about it. Like, it is just throw that out the window for now. Go back to, like, limiting screen time when this is all over. Otherwise,
That seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
We're all going to have our maximum screen time in the next couple weeks. At least it could go on for a long time, too. Like, nobody's really. Well, at least
18 months.
I'm
serious. I was reading something on Apple News that was the person who had tackled the smallpox or something. I don't know. I didn't finish reading because then I read and was like, oh, it's 2:00. I gotta hop online. So I'll get back to you guys next week about how that ends.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Let us know, please.
Stay tuned. But I mean, hopefully, I heard there is a rumor they keep saying, at least around here, like, oh, no, we're not gonna order a shelter in place. But
it's gonna happen tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, it's probably gonna happen tomorrow. By the time you hear this, you'll probably be sheltering in place. But I don't know. I mean, we're so like Americans. We're so like, oh no, that's not gonna. You know, it won't matter. That's over in China. That's way over there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like I would say for the most part. I don't know if it's for the most part. A lot of people obviously are still sheltering in place as what they're gonna make us do anyways. It's like they still say you'll be able to go to the grocery store, go out for a walk if you want.
Right.
So I mean, like. Whatever, that's kind of what we're doing now, or what we should be doing. But like last night, I went to go grab some pizza, and I came back, and there was like groups of like high school kids going up, like walking together through a park, and I was like in big groups, not like social distancing or anything. I'm like, smooth guys, and like I want to smack their parents more than anything.
Yeah, parents are probably just sick of them. They're probably just like, get out of here.
Get out.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, you're allowed to go get groceries and go get food. But yeah, I don't know. I think the term social distancing isn't strong enough for people to understand, you know, like it's not enough of a deterrent. You know, they got to say, like, don't fucking go near people is really what they have to say.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Grocial distancing.
You will die.
Yeah.
Please don't do this. But Durson, there's no way to get
I saw each other the other day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you were keeping your distance in the photo anyway.
Yeah, we didn't talk. We talked, you know, far.
But Brian Butwell said that we were too close.
Oh, well, he was wrong.
But we didn't take a picture when we were making out. So
right. Yeah.
Definitely.
We were like, it was actually just like Archie. We were like sharing a milkshake.
Two straws. I'll tell you about my leaving the house story. It's not a long story, but
go on.
I'm intrigued.
Jen has essentially been home since like January 6th. She's like worked like 3 weeks this year. So I feel like I've already been on self-quarantine for like 2.5 months. So yesterday she was like, let's go up to the lake a few miles up the road. We'll watch the sunset. And I was sort of like, I'm watching Godzilla movies. I kind of, all right, I'll go. But sunset. We can watch it on my phone as we're watching the sunset. I was like, brilliant. And we pulled into the parking lot, sat there, watched sunset. And I forgot to turn my lights off on my car. And my battery died.
Oh, no.
I was like, son of a. So I had to call AAA. And they were like, have you been diagnosed or anyone in your family or been diagnosed with the coronavirus? But despite the fact that I was trying to keep myself away from people, I still had to deal with the AAA guy who came, got the battery started, but then was like, your battery is like shitty, and I could even see that. So he's like, I'll install a new one. So then I had to get a new battery, and I was like, it's fucking cold out and I have to take a piss. Why don't you just stay home and watch Godzilla? This wouldn't happen. But thumbs up to AAA. They were there in less than 10 minutes. So
wow.
Yeah.
There's nobody else out.
Yeah. Because they were like, between now and an empty. Hour. Like, oh, man, that's going to suck. But then, like, I looked up, and then they send a text so you can see the progress and you get the guy's name who's coming and stuff. And he's like, 8 minutes away. And I was like, this is perfect.
Because I got to take a whiz.
Yeah, I got to take a whiz. But then, you know, like $200 later, I was like, oh, because again. But, you know, now I've got a new battery that's got a warranty for the next 6 years. Assuming
you're not going to use for the next, like, you know, 2 months, probably. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we went out, you know, I mean, to CVS to get, I needed a, you know, some medical stuff. You need
to hoard toilet paper.
No, I didn't go out to hoard toilet
paper. I'm going to tell you, Jen bought everything in bulk, like, every time she does this big, like, every 2 months Walmart purchase thing. And we've got, like, a 2 months worth of toilet paper. And I was going to say wrapping paper, but paper towels. But we do probably have about 2 months worth of wrapping paper here, too. So, and soap. So I was like, I used to be like, why are you buying all this? Wow. Now I'm like, she's a fucking genius.
She knew.
Yeah.
She knew all along. I mean, I have to admit, the first day, things were kind of getting a little, like, weird. Rachel's like, buy toilet paper. I'm like, what? I hadn't really been paying attention to the news, but I was just like, "Yeah, this is weird. They're telling us not to come in the next 2 days." She's like, "Buy toilet paper."
I was feeling that too. I was like, "Oh, this will clear up. This is gonna clear up in a day."
Now I know, and I bought a lot of toilet paper the next time I saw some. But I don't know. It's really weird. I had no idea. Like that was it. I was like, "Why toilet paper? What? It's only a couple days." And now here we are, like a week and a half later, and this could go on for a while. So
I got to tell you, I knew it was real when the president was like, this is a hoax.
Yeah, when he said, Mike, this will just go away. Like, okay, it'll go away. Sure.
You and I were talking about that like weeks ago when he said that.
Right. Well, it still baffles me. Still baffling. He's like, Mike Pence is in charge. I have a tremendous idea. It's tremendous. This will be tremendous. I love he always says things like that, where it's like, tremendous. Who uses that word? Like, who says something is tremendous? And people go, he's right.
Yeah, tremendous.
Tremendous.
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. This will turn into the complain cast.
It wasn't already?
Well, it kind of was, I suppose.
I've been complaining for 399 episodes.
What about that positivity week? Weren't you good enough?
Yeah, you had positivity week.
That was 11 years ago, you know.
Oh, that popped up in my Facebook memory. That one time.
But I think I spelled it W-E-A-K. That's like a... That's so funny. You know,
because it's like audio comic.
Oh, why did you come up with that one? Did I?
No, I did, but good. I'm just talking about how funny we are by play on words.
We are funny guys.
Yeah, people think okay.
It's too bad nobody listens. Yeah. Well, at least we think we're funny.
That's
that's what counts. Yeah. I don't know. What else has everybody been doing in your quarantine? Clay's actually been out. Clay's out working.
Yeah.
Clay's not. Not,
I found a picture of Clay in one of my photo albums the other day.
Oh, really?
My sister's prom or Clay's prom? I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
No I didn't even know I had that picture until the end. I was like, what? Yeah,
wow. So. That's got to be an old. That's got to be from like early 90s, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Whoa,
West days.
Yeah,
apocalypse beard.
I tried to grow an apocalypse beard, but then I had to. I started to trim it, and then I didn't really, you know, how that works. It's like, well, I got to.
Don't beards contain like a lot of germs and bacteria? Don't they collect a lot of that?
Yeah, that's false.
Is it
fake news?
Okay. It's a hoax. Beards are now, tremendous.
Well, I know. I know this, he doesn't have a beard. So.
People would be less sick.
Are you allowed to trim your like cheeks and in your neck if you have an apocalypse beard, or do you have to?
I do.
Yeah,
I think you have.
You tighten it up a little bit, right?
I still shave my head, so I'm not letting that mess grow out.
I am actually. My hair is starting to look crazy. It's starting to look like
you should see this picture I have of you from this prom.
I don't want to hear it, no, Clay. At least you got hair. At least you have hair to complain about.
Okay, Durson was getting mad at me, too, while looking younger than I am.
I wasn't mad.
But you said the same thing. I don't want to hear it from you.
I don't want to hear from you and your hair.
Oh, but you and I just talked about this a few weeks ago, how young, right, you know, you appear to be compared to
a baby faced motherfucker
myself, who is younger than you and yet look, it's all about being grumpy. I tell you, the grumpiness really makes you, it really ages you. gotta stop this.
Oh, well, you got that scowl on your face, Hull. You got the resting scowl face.
It's called the resting Durson face.
RDF. Yeah. Ooh, he's got RDF bad.
Oh, that guy's got. Oh. I mean, you can't even. Pretty soon, you're not gonna be able to use that term either. Like, but that's okay. I don't think we should use that. I mean, resting Durson is fine. I mean, the original one.
On Riff Tracks, they did a joke where it's like, oh, she's got resting. Dominatrix face.
Yeah, well, I saw Clay, you had a little bit of a little facial hair thing going.
I'm like not shaving it or cutting my hair.
I don't want to hear it from you.
No, I mean, I just, you're right. I
hair it from exercising my
Whoa, clever.
See, we can still laugh even in these times.
Speaking of British accents, Josh, did you watch any of the old Doctor Who? Doctor Who?
I did watch it. I watched it all. I thought this was a really good season.
I thought it was good too. I think I didn't realize that was the last episode. I have to watch it again because I was like kind of half not paying attention, looking at my phone through the whole thing. I didn't realize that was the finale.
I thought it was really good.
I
it was
the Cyberman.
The episode with Captain Jack. That shocked me. Like, I was very surprised
when Sparrow?
The other Doctor,
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, that was weird. Though, that whole Pirates of the Caribbean crossover.
I know.
Who saw that coming?
It's always a delight to see John Barrowman.
Yes.
Didn't you interview him once at a Boston Comic Con? Or
I wish.
Oh,
we went and saw him.
Oh, maybe that was it.
We were up really close.
It was really funny.
Yeah, he's good.
All right. All those Brits.
They all look the same.
Well,
he's not British. Funny. But he's on a lot of British TV shows, so I can see how that can
go. It's because he's Scottish. I think his family's from Scotland.
Well, it's not Scottish as crap.
His parents live in Scotland, but like he lives here or lived, like he goes back and forth, but he has like both accents, but usually just has an American accent.
Oh man, this is so complicated.
He swings both ways, AC/DC.
I was gonna make that joke, and I was like, it's too obvious. I'll let Clay.
Don't make that dumb. Don't. It's gonna sound homophobic when you say it. Just don't do it. And then I went and did it. So. You have better instincts than I do, John. You're the elder.
I am the elder here.
So. I don't want to hear it. With your oldness.
So I don't want to hear it from you.
You don't look like the elder.
that's the key right there. Is I am the elder, but I don't look like it.
You could tell us you were the youngest one, and everyone would believe you if we ever went out in public.
That's true.
Again,
we all have apocalypse beards. You're the only one that's clean shaven.
Yeah, I gotta keep this baby face looking babyish. Oh.
The thing I did notice when I started to let my beard grow out was like, oh, there's a lot of gray hair in this thing.
Mine doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
I got white hairs cut. Like, I was like, they're blonde. They're just really light. And I'm like, no, I think they're white. I think they're white hairs.
Whenever I grow it out, Kirsten's like, you look really old. I'm like, yeah, I know. I am really old.
I'm not elder old, but pretty old.
Not elderly. Yeah. But yes.
Lee.
Hello, Lee. Lee. No, I'm not either, but we're all aging in these times, I guess.
Aged.
I think I was aged. Doing that before these times.
Well, yes. Okay. I'm trying to blame the global pandemic. Can't you just let me have
it? Yeah, no, it's, I'm sorry.
It's something that makes me look like the old man in the Family
the
Guy that has popsicles. Popsicles down in my basement is I don't have any teeth in the front of my mouth.
You also got a little bit of the Reed Richards thing going, Clay. Actually, you got a little gray on the side. If you don't mind me telling our
listeners, I don't want to hear.
So you're the pedophile Reed Richards of the group.
Pedophile.
That's what that guy on the Family
Please
Guy
don't
is,
make
right?
that the episode title.
No, make it Mike Corona.
The pedophile Reed Richards. I mean, those stretchy fingers can probably come pretty.
Mike Corona, the story of the pedophile Reed
Richards. Awful.
All right, you episode title. Awful. Down.
You people are awful. Just awful.
It's only because we love you, Clay.
So, yeah. Clay, what happened to your teeth? I know you're probably sick of answering that question.
But you won't have to answer it anymore once you explain it here.
Removed.
You can just refer to the podcast.
Yeah, send the link out.
Go to the episode. I'm the pedophile Reed Richards episode.
FAQ. Timestamp, 39 minutes. I had them removed in order to get new teeth put in. But now, any sort of dental office is not going to be open for a long time. And I'm sort of stuck like this for a while.
Ooh, that's
a bummer.
So I don't want to hear from you guys eating steak out there.
Well I'll share my teeth story. This is not an interesting story, but I've been bleaching my
Go
teeth
on.
With special tray and stuff like that, and my teeth are looking whiter than ever.
That's why you look so young.
I can't help it.
he's doing it. He's doing the right thing. He's doing everything to look young.
Yeah.
We're all just like, I'm old, man. John's like,
oh. This beard 6 feet long. I don't know why people keep thinking I'm old.
I want to look like a pedophile. John's like, I'm going to bleach my teeth. Go to the gym.
I'm going to eat, right?
Here I am.
I'm going to buy some of that Dick Clark youth cream.
From the shoe shine guy.
My wife and I are going to go to make out point and
keep the things spicy.
Man,
keep the lights on.
Yeah, that's what keeps you young.
You should write like a whole thing on this.
Well, it'll be like three paragraphs.
That's it. That's all you do. You
just hope for medium, the best. That's how it works up.
Hope for
open
the
letter.
Bleach your teeth, eat right, go to the gym, and hope for the best. Yeah. Hope you don't get like hit by a car or something while you're driving.
Spend lots of time with your pedophile Reed Richards looking friends.
Yeah.
Because that makes yourself feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel and look better in comparison to your friends.
But you're doing it, Clay. Man, you're going to get new teeth and you're riding the bike around, delivering and helping people.
That's right.
You'll be rewarded in the afterlife. I mean, if there was one.
And I wanted to stay connected, so I was a street over from Durson. I said, hey, let's have a sidewalk. Life cast.
Clay actually called me. And I thought somebody's dead. Like, who died that Clay is actually calling me on the phone to tell me about
this? I said, hey, Siri, call me after. Oh, wait. No, I shouldn't say that.
What? Is it old? Ring?
I almost just called you back. Call you now.
Hello?
Clay? I'm already talking to you.
Talk
to you.
Hold on. I got to take this call from Clay.
Hold on a sec, guys. We'll edit this out.
Look, I'm in the middle of a podcast right now. Can you call me back?
Yeah, fuck.
What is it? I told you never to call me.
No, but it was funny. Like, that was literally my reaction. I'm like, oh, shit. What's the emergency? Like, because who calls me? I never get phone calls anymore.
If anyone calls me, I don't answer.
Yeah, like, no. Literally,
I think
my
last phone call I had was with Clay. That was in October. That was about the G.I. Joe podcast that we haven't done yet.
This will be a good time. Got nothing else to do.
Now I've got to read those issues again because I don't remember them.
You don't remember?
I don't.
Well, they're from like 40 years ago. I mean, how would you?
Yeah, no, but I read them back in like October when I thought we were going to start, and then then we never did it yet. So now I've got to read them again. I remember Dr. Burkhart.
Yes, Amelia, right? Amelia Burkhart.
Yes, I don't remember.
Save it for the show. Save it for the show.
We'll do it.
Well, we can start doing our James Bond podcast now that it's been pushed back. We can do like a Bond movie a week for the next 20 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, it's not till like next year or something.
It's like right near my birthday. No, it's this year still. It's in November. Okay. I just kind of wrecked Godzilla versus Kong.
When is that coming out?
November. That's going to be like the greatest month for movies. I mean, assuming that movies are happening again at that point.
We better be set by like August. Thursday? You know? Thursday? No. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why, just for Godzilla. Like, I mean, I'm like, oh, we better be set by.
Well, I don't know. Godzilla and James Bond in one month. That's a pretty good movie month.
Well, I was looking forward to the next Fast and Furious movie, and that got pushed back to like 2021.
God. Yeah.
There's always another one.
Thankfully, there's 90 of those, like James Bond and Godzilla movies. You know, it's good. Yeah. God bless for making 1,000 of them.
Yeah. And they're always watchable, even though, like, actually, the last one was really good.
What, the Fast and Furious?
Yeah, Fate of the Furious. I was like,
I haven't seen any of them. I've seen a little bit of Fate of the Furious,
and I like those movies. I don't know why I haven't seen it yet.
It's pretty fun, but I know I've talked about this before, but like the best part is that because The Rock and Vin Diesel hate each other, they're literally never in the same scene for the entire movie.
You know what we should do is like virtual bad movies where we just sync up a movie and then on Skype rag on it.
Yeah, I think that gets done. Who's the Flophouse does that, right? Or do they do that? Or
they do their show over Skype, but I don't think they watch movies at the same time.
They don't watch the movie at the same time?
No, okay. I think two of them live near each other and they watch it together. Oh, right. And the other guy doesn't. But still, what's stopping us from watching a bad movie and Skyping, eh?
No, there's no original ideas. We can do whatever we
want. We need to have an original idea.
We already had an original idea. Audio comics.
That's right.
And we stopped doing those like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll get back on it. That's the other thing. We can start recording audio comics again now that we're all on essentially the same like recording setup.
Microphone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not using that microphone.
Is this thing on?
Hmm?
Oh, we should do that. We tried, and it didn't really work out.
It sucked because everyone had different mic setups, so you sounded tinny and like distorted, and Clay had like a buzz on his. So,
I was holding my nose the entire time.
I was holding my nose and then speaking with the mic right up against my face. But we could just gather at the same time. I can direct you fellas. And then you submit your recordings back to me, and I edit it together, like, and then we've got another hit on our hands.
John Williams of the Opry.
I'll be the John.
All great cartoons are made these days, right? I mean, no one gets together
remotely. Yeah.
Come on.
So perfect. All right. So we'll do that tomorrow.
Perfect.
Tomorrow's fine with me. I got this.
Yeah, I'm sort of like looking for some other things to do. Like I said, we've been on quarantine since like January 11th or something here. So I'm like, I'll do anything to just kind of.
Well, how many Godzilla movies do you have left to watch? I guess is the question. Then we could start after you're done.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can take a break from those.
All right. You can take a break to go watch a sunset. You can take a break.
There's an app.
We did bring the phone and we were watching the movies at the same time as sunset because Mr. Handsome and Mr. Horny were on. I gotta watch those two.
There's an app on the Apple TV. It's probably on Google Play too, but it's like, or whatever, on digital whatever, that has like almost all the James Bond movies.
I have all the James Bond movies.
Yeah.
Did you buy the box set?
Yeah, I bought like the box set when it came out in like 2000, so they're all on DVD. But then I just kept buying the movies as they came out after that. So,
look at you.
Yeah, so I really do have them all.
I have the Daniel Craig once.
Craig.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I just recently, I have a huge bin of DVDs, and I've put it in my storage unit. I'm like, I don't really watch these. It's taking up a lot of room in our apartment. And now I'm like, I kind of wish I had some of those DVDs. Literally just a couple weeks ago, before this all happened, I was like, I don't need these DVDs.
Well, I was going to donate a bunch of mine to the local library because I'm like, I'm never going to watch this ever again. Because I just used to buy stuff to keep me entertained pre, like, YouTube and streaming, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
A lot of people
have pulled
like 500 DVDs, and it's full.
Yeah, I didn't. When I was out of work, I did sell like a bunch of them that were really bottom of the barrel. Like, but even that was only like 15 Turner DVDs. Maybe it was Turner.
Turner Hooch is not bottom of the barrel.
I never owned Turner Hooch, but. I don't know. I forget what it was. But stuff like, even stuff that like, well, I know I can get that.
What about the sequel, Ted Turner and Hooch?
That's his moonshiner business. His like.
Yes.
I don't know. But even then, it was only a few dollars for like 15 DVDs.
That's why I was like, I'm just going to donate them just to make room. Let's lay it. They're like the worthless once you buy
them. They are. Their work was.
Do you remember being a broke college kid and like bringing like stacks of CDs into places for cash?
Yeah, I definitely did that a lot. And they would always like, we'll give you more for store credit. I'm like, no, I don't want your credit.
Give me
I don't
want to
hear it
from you.
I don't want to hear it from you. No, but yeah, I needed cash. In fact, our friend Lee Mansfield came up with an idea that I used. Because he had a mixtape. I remember being in his car and he had a mixtape called, like, I forget what it was called. I'm sorry. No, it was a very clever title.
Black Converse with the black logo on him. That's what I remember. Lee Mansfield.
Oh, Lee Mansfield. Oh, okay. Well, he had a great idea. He just. Black
Converse.
Whatever his clever title was, it was a mixtape filled with, like, the one song from certain CDs that he would buy the CD because he liked one song. So he made the whole mixtape, and then he would sell the CDs back. And so I'm like, I'm going to do that. And so I called mine Sold Back Songs.
Uh-huh.
So I had a clever title, too. Take that, Lee Mansfield. No, I mean, his was way more clever than mine, although I don't know.
Heart and
I
soul.
Guarantee you, Chumbawamba's, I get knocked down and I get up again was on one of those.
No, I never bought Chumbawamba.
I sang that once.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a big hit. No one was into it. I'd be like, all right. And it sucked. It was terrible.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they were just drunk. Was it at, whatever that Chinese restaurant was that we went to?
No, I don't even remember where it was now. It was someplace in the middle of, like, Hickville. Man, it wasn't the right crowd.
I think that would be a hit in Hickville. I don't know. You think, right?
But no one was into it.
Wow. That's all right. You told me to sing Warren Zevon, and no one was into that either.
Did I tell you to sing that?
Yeah, you said, I thought you were insisting.
Oh, it does, usually, right?
Yeah.
That's all right. At least you got to sing twice.
I know, like they screwed you.
I think it's because I went up and asked. They're like, I'll show that asshole.
He didn't fill out a piece of paper.
He's like, you're next. I'm like, oh, cool.
And then the lights came on and it was over. Yeah.
Then I went up and punched the guy. In my mind, I imagined I did that. I hate confrontation, so I did.
You were drunk. You really did it. You just.
Oh, okay, cool.
I had to drag you out of there. And it was chaos. Chaos, I tell you.
I'm mayhem. He's chaos.
But anyways, yeah, there's no way to make a mixtape of DVDs and sell
those. Well, you just make a you put them onto YouTube and you make a playlist.
Yeah, it's sad. Like all these DVDs they're worthless. Yeah. Sucks. I have actually sold a couple Blu-rays because you can still get a few dollars for Blu-ray, but yeah,
they don't even produce DVD players anymore. They just make Blu-ray players now.
Yeah.
So.
And why you can play DVDs in your Xboxes or whatever. I mean, you don't need to. You need a DVD player.
My toaster plays DVDs. It's weird.
I like talking about this stuff with Jobless Mike because he's like so clueless about technology. Like fax is still like a big deal to him, you know. And fax. And like one day I was talking about how vinyl was outselling CDs now, and he's like, "Well, what? How do people listen to their music now?" It's like your wife gave you an iPod or something like 5 years ago and you just were like, it's too complicated and just like tossed it aside. But yeah,
was just and like, even then the iPod was old.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was one of those iPods that had, you know, that you could connect like wirelessly or something to the internet.
iPod Touch.
Yeah.
I remember, Josh, didn't you used to like buy broken iPods and fix them?
Yeah, no, I do. I did a pretty good job at fixing some iPods. And the best part was is like once I fixed them, like if the hard drive wasn't totally screwed, I'd get all their music. So I have like a picture of so much music.
That's nice. Awesome.
I got like 5 iPods. It's like because I bought one and then like I got a better one with way more storage. I have 3 iPods. And then my mom's like, oh, geez, you know, Dad, you had this iPod. So she just gave it to me. So I have all these iPods that I don't use.
Yeah, I don't. I had one. And once it started to break and I like tried to keep it alive as long as possible. And then I said, fuck Apple. No more of this bullshit. I hated it, actually. So I have to admit, I'm sorry. Sorry to all you Apple users, but
Now I'm gonna agree with you because I'm not very pleased with Apple products these days.
Mm. No, I definitely feel like they're going downhill. Yeah. And I love Apple, so
that's, I used to. But but now that Tim Apple is in charge.
Tim Apple?
Yeah, that's what Trump.
I do like the camera on iPhones.
I think they're basically just making iPhones. Like, that's the only thing that anyone
I went through the whole thing that when I had to update my operating system, it made it so that none of my Adobe software was usable anymore. It's like, that's not on us. That's on you. You know, you should be bugging Adobe. And I'm like, now I've got to pay for a fucking subscription every month. It's not bad enough I paid whatever it was, $800 for the whole package.
Oh, man. And you can't work without
Then I have to write it off as a business expense, but still, I don't feel like paying it out every month.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Man.
But I mean, that isn't on you. How is that on you?
Well, it's because, you know, I should be bugging in Adobe to do things differently or something. I don't know. It's just fucking pissed me off is what it does.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
No, I do want to hear it. I'm pissed off for you. Oh. I mean, it's because the two companies don't agree. I don't know. I mean,
I hate the fact that you can't like, you have to get a subscription for everything. You know, you can't just go out and buy a copy anymore.
Yeah, it does piss me off.
This is actually like a pro Apple thing. I don't really mean it to be, but if you buy like Final Cut, you just buy it and it's a one-time thing of like $300. But you don't have to buy it again. You don't have to. I have to pay for
Photoshop. You could just upgrade after that.
Yeah, free? Just like get. Yeah, it's like your. You own it. Yeah.
That's how I used to like to do things.
I used to like to buy
them and own them. I don't feel like renting them all the time.
I feel that's like
still on CS3 for Adobe.
And Clay made us a fancy logo on our Facebook page. I bought
that
with Final Cut.
Yeah.
There you go. Clay's learning all kinds of video tricks.
Well.
Yeah, I want to have it so that we can put, like, this, maybe after, like, maybe I'll start with this one, just an experiment, but, like, after 400, like, put it on YouTube with, like, art, just our logo and, like, some, like, smoke in the background or, like, something like that. An ashtray with some smoke
out of it. Because we're all high?
Have a picture of each of us on the left and whenever we talk, and then the sound, the wave file moves.
Wow. That's a lot. Wow, that's a lot of work. That would take so much time. But that would be good. I'm into those kinds of ideas.
Well,
that will only take me 5 minutes.
Don't say that. I don't know what I'm doing. What do you give it to Durst? I actually have to work. You know what's funny is my brother called me the other day. He's like, "What you doing?" I'm like, "I'm working. I was working from home." And he's like, "What? What?" And he's like, "Yeah, like I actually am working. I have to work." It was like 6 o'clock. I was like doing work, and he's like, "What?" Of course, he doesn't do anything. So what the
he doesn't do anything. He's a teacher, God's sakes. They don't work.
I know, and he's like bored as hell probably.
I want to tell everybody that's bored. I'm like, there are plenty of things you can be doing.
Right.
Like I and my friend, she was asked, she's like, "How do you deal with this?" I'm like, "You've only been out of work since Monday. It is Wednesday and you're already like crawling up the wall."
I mean, I was out of work for like 5 months and I thought I managed pretty well. Of course, it's different because there was places I could go. Now it's kind of like,
it is different.
Oh, and you don't have kids. Kids are fucking annoying when you're out of work. And you're like trying to do work from home. It's not cool.
I mean, I know it's probably a waste of money.
It's like having a sick wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry for everybody. But I mean, I know some people like we're still doing daycare and stuff, or like half day.
Oh yeah, Scott Pemberton's ex was doing daycare still.
That's a reference we haven't made.
We haven't made that one in a while. But I was reading some of her Facebook updates, and I was like, whoa, settle down, lady.
For those of you who don't remember, it's only funny because the name isn't Scott Pemberton.
Yeah, I don't remember what his real name is. That's just the name we gave this guy who was a horrible ex-boyfriend to this woman I used to go to high school with.
And if your name is Scott Pemberton, we're not talking to you about
you. We're not talking to you.
If you're listening, though, please email us because we'd love to hear from anyone.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from Scott Pemberton.
I didn't date that woman. We know. We just made this up.
I don't want to hear from you.
I mean, people are taking that seriously. Man. They're like, "No, I don't. If he doesn't want to hear from us, then we will email him."
I'll make a T-shirt. Like nowhere. I don't hear.
That's actually. I'm kind of doing a George Costanza. Just so everyone knows. Now I'm making. Then there was the episode where Jerry was like. He was letting out all his emotions, and he kept saying, like, "I love you, George." And George was like, George is all weird about it. And then Kramer wanted to say, like, something. He's like, "Hey, George, Oh, because Kramer came in and Jerry's like, I love you, Kramer. And he's like, I love you too, buddy. Like, it was just like nothing. And then he's like, and George, he says, I don't want to hear it, Kramer. So, that's where that's coming from.
And you mentioned that also on the latest Curbcast, which is behind this show on the feed. Go listen to that.
We're going to plug everything. You're bored and at home? Listen to Curbcast. We got the final episode tonight. So we'll be throwing that in there at some point. I'll be doing a lot of editing tonight, this week. So
learn the video editing part, because we're throwing that at you too.
Yeah,
all right,
you'll learn how to do like waveforms for whatever.
But I don't have the software.
Well, just $300. You get it for life.
Oh, great.
And you need to use a Mac.
What are you complaining for?
And I need to use a Mac. No, well, screw that.
Now you got to buy a Mac too. So,
oh, they have a PC version, I'm sure. Right,
the Adobe one, which you have to pay the subscription for.
Ooh.
Oh,
Adobe. You don't want to go over to Premiere. No,
Premiere actually is really hard. I tried
doing that. I used to have that. I used to have a bunch of that software for my PC back in the day before I switched over to a Mac. Now it doesn't even matter. I could use either or and it'd be fine. Right. It was all a font issue way back in the early 2000s.
I hear that, Doc.
Yeah, that's yo.
Publishing, bitch.
Mm.
let's do pre-press.
yeah. Pre-press.
Those early 2000s. The
electronic
days
file preparation. 600 DPI.
That kind of stuff gave us John Hodgman.
I used to have to package everything up, put it on a burn it onto a DVD, and then FedEx it out to whoever was, you know, it was supposed to go to.
I can remember.
Or when we did start to get like an FTP server, then it would be like 14 hours, you know, just
using dial up.
when what was the
don't pick up the phone.
Yeah right.
I'm uploading. Yeah.
No, the one that was after dial up, the one that was like kind of fast but not really.
ESL.
Yeah. NFL.
XFL.
I remember one of those summer jobs I had back in like 2003 was at this office. I don't even remember what everyone was doing, but there was a girl who would always like kind of wander around the office at certain times, and she'd always go, I'm PDFing.
And what?
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. I guess she was converting files or whatever.
I remember when I worked at my Mac.
Yeah. She probably had to walk around.
Yeah, because her computer couldn't do anything else at the time.
In 2002, when I worked at the magazine, it was like an hour and a half to PDF, like whatever, 90 pages or something. And we would be like, oh my God. And then you had to sit there at the computer to make sure it wasn't going to crash. So every now and then we would just move the mouse just to make sure everything was like everything was still okay. But it was so fucking, you know?
Yeah, well, I think this girl felt like she had to tell us that so that we didn't think that she was just loafing around, like, not doing anything. But I'm PDFing.
I get that anxiety. Those are the kind of jobs.
So she was PMSing. Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, we all know. We all use the same computers. Like, we get it. You don't have to make an excuse.
Don't get snippy with me. I don't want to hear it.
Maybe she was saying... She was PMSing every time.
Maybe she wasn't doing anything, and she wanted to make you think she was.
Yes, I don't blame her. I didn't do anything at that job either. Looking back, I can't believe they paid me for that. But
they did.
They did, and I'm
not
complaining.
Jokes on them.
I'm not complaining. It was the temp job that I needed for the summer, and I
they can't took have that their money back.
Nope. That would be nice. Oh, here you go, guys. You know what? I didn't earn this.
I've been thinking about this for 20 years.
Look, I feel really bad about this. I know that the guy
back
that was charged this thing, he's been dead for the last 8 years, but
17 years ago,
donated
like,
to a charity in his name.
I used to go out
maybe
to the comic store at lunch.
You used to go to where for lunch?
I would go to the comic store at lunch. Oh. And then just sometimes I would just leave. Nobody knew where I was.
Yeah. I used to do that in some jobs too. I'd just be like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just gonna go home.
Well, I never.
I'm just working on the secret monkey. I shouldn't even, like, I'm getting paid to.
I know, it is. Sometimes it's sad. Secret monkey, those are the days.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Great.
You know what's funny? This has nothing to do with it. So I was going through Disney Plus yesterday, just like, what else can I watch here? And there was
only two more movies I haven't seen on here.
but there was like a show, like a cartoon or something, in the animated section, and there was Hulk and Iron Man, and it said Heroes United.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, they took our idea.
Yeah. And then we had changed that already after Heroes Unlimited was already like a role-playing game or something.
Yeah, man.
Like, every name is used. That's why you can't make bands. Every band name has been used.
Oh, no, I'm going to come up with band names.
I'm going to just come up with... My band will be called Every Band Name Has Been Used.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll go see that band. What are you going to do? There's a million bands. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's another one. There's a million bands. What are you going to do?
My band's going to be called I Don't Want to Hear It.
That's the best band.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Up next, I don't want to hear it.
People chanting that. I don't want to hear it. Okay, we won't play it then. See you later.
Are you sure? Yeah, half of your mic banter with the audience. Are you sure, though? Are you sure? That's all you have to say.
Do you want to hear it? I don't want to hear it.
You guys have been playing.
All right. Well, anything else that we got? I'm sorry. I mean, I don't want to take up everyone's precious time.
Oh, I'm just sitting here looking through Garbage Pail Kid cards.
Like, right? Physical Garbage Pail Kid cards?
Yeah.
Or like some Instagram account.
No. I probably a year ago now, we've got this, like, as most towns probably do on Facebook, like a free list. Yeah. Somebody posted that they had like a bunch of Garbage Pail Kid cards for free, and I was like, sold me now. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I want them.
Wow. That's like going like, back a ways. Yeah, I feel like I was in like one,
too. It's not like grade. New ones.
Wow. Yeah, were they like grade. Were they like smelly?
No, that's all fine.
Oh, okay. They were free?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was trying to find one for each of your guys' names, but for some reason, I can't find any. I've got Squashed Josh for me, and that's about it.
Well, that's really the one that counts the most.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's come up with our own, then.
Richards.
Yeah. That doesn't rhyme with Clay, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Do you guys watch Rick and Morty at all?
Already. Cuke.
Cuke.
Cuke. Rachel watches Rick and Morty. I've seen a few episodes here and there,
I'm sure you're familiar with Pickle Rick, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I opened up this thing, the tin the other day of Garbage Pail Kid cards, and like third one in was a cactus, and it's called Prickly Rick, and I was like,
very close.
Yeah.
Wow. I should look more on these free. More of these free things. I am on like my town has one that's, you know, one of those things too. Where it's just like a lot of them are like really innocuous posts though about like things like it's basically like most of them are railing against the dispensary for one. Most of them are like, oh, the children, we can't have medical marijuana or recreational marijuana or any kind of marijuana.
We can't have recreation or medical.
Someone was actually complaining about runners in this time of, you know, germs and whatnot, and runners spitting running up and, you know, and spitting on the sidewalk. Exactly. Yeah,
that's gross.
And then my dog, this is what they said. Right now. No, you can't be spitting anytime. That's just fucking disgusting. But like this person said that when a runner spits on the street and their dog goes out for a walk and their dog walks in the loogie, and then tracks it in their house. I'm like, oh, all right.
I picture that as like the beginning of the X-Men, like, movie, like credits, or Spider-Man.
What were you? That's how you become a mutant or something?
You just like, yeah, they like zoom in on the thing and then like they show tracked all over everywhere. Ew,
then Stanley drinks it and goes, whoa.
I feel like it's kind of, we're in the beginning of Shaun of the Dead right now, actually. When we walked down to CBS earlier, there was a guy kind of like hobbling along in the street. I'm like, oh, he's the zombie.
He's a zombie, eh?
That's patient zero. Right there. And here we are just walking along, going about our day, and this guy's like, like, oh shit, this is Shaun of the Dead. When he walks down to get a soda, and he doesn't notice there are zombies all over the street.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is, like, I think about this, and I'm just like, so it probably isn't going to be this that's, like, the virus that gets everybody. It's the fact that they're, like, trying to push through an antidote so quickly that it's going to, like, make the zombie apocalypse. That's what's going to make the zombie apocalypse.
So the antidote is...
I keep comparing this to the end of the Planet of the Apes reboot with James Franco, where the virus wipes out most of the human population. So the apes will be taking over any day now.
That could happen
there.
Yeah. That's
something you can watch on YouTube if you want some good freak out moments.
Contagion bullshit. Watch Planet of the Apes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
No, I saw I didn't see the most recent one.
I think I stopped after the one where Caesar was riding a horse with a machine gun or something.
I didn't watch the first one.
Wait a minute! That was our planet! No! Maybe I'll go watch the Tim Burton one. That was
Monkey.
Yes, they finally made a monkey!
Yeah, the movie or the planet?
That is one of my favorite
episodes. That's a good episode.
And it's now I can watch it anytime I want on Disney Plus! Watching a lot of
Simpsons. The thing that they did to The Simpsons, anyway, that Disney Plus did that.
Yeah, there was something about it was just about like the quality or whatever, the HD or something.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if they went in and like edited out stuff that was like, you know, sensitive material or something.
Maybe there were like one or two things. I don't know. I don't remember reading it. I mean, there's hundreds of episodes.
I think they put up like a warning if they do. Like, come to that sort of decision about their old stuff, they put up a warning in front of it saying this was done at a different time.
Yeah, they did do that a lot. Yeah, they were like, but there are a couple things.
Being babies.
Yeah, even with that, like the racist song from whatever movie that was. Yeah, they were like, we're never going to put that in. Sorry.
Or Zippity Doo Dah one. What was that one?
Yeah, that was it.
The Song of the South, yeah. That's never going to see the light of day.
Mr. Mango on my shoulder. That was from Splash.
Splash with Tom Hanks?
Splash? Yeah, no, he's Splash like with singing Daryl Hannah. That song in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks was
on the
that.
Boat with John Candy.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't.
I don't
remember anymore. Okay. Sorry. Turner?
Yeah.
And Eugene Levy. Bocce balls!
It all comes back to Schitt's Creek.
And full circle. Good night, everybody!
Thank you! Stay healthy, wash your hands.
Out of here, you guys.
Well, you should wash your hands. But if you don't want to hear it, that's fine. I know you don't want to hear it because you've been hearing it a lot, but wash your hands.
The back of my left hand is raw. There's like no skin left.
I was like this anyway. Now I'm like doing it twice as much. I was like when I had to deal with the AAA guy. I was like, well, he had to take my card. So then I was like, all right, when we get home, I had a little bit of hand sanitizer left. But then I was like, well, I touched my wallet and I touched my card and I came in and I was like, I gotta take a whiz. So I washed my hands to take a whiz, then washed my hands again. Then I was like, well, now I got to clean my wallet off because I handled that. Now I've got to clean my card. I was like, this is like a multi-part process. And I was like, well, then I touched my keys and we touched the door handle. I'm like, oh my God.
And then they say like, some people say like, oh, germs can live on a surface for like, it's not that long. It's only like 24 hours. It's like some people are like, no, it's like 8 days.
24 hours is like 3 weeks.
Well, you know what the CDC was saying at first, that the virus lasted for 9 days, and then all of a sudden people were like, 3 days, and I'm like, who am I believing? I don't understand.
Yeah, there's no hope.
Just assume it doesn't go away any time.
Right. We probably all have it, and just don't go out. That's basically it. Yeah. It sucks. I'm going to go wash my hands right after this. My phone probably has germs. I don't know. I mean, we touch everything.
I washed my phone last night, too, so I have to wash it again today, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks. Here I am complaining, just like those people on Facebook
about. Yeah, you're just doing it in an audio format rather than writing it down.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, no one listens.
When you post this on the internet, on the page, on the Facebook page, it's like you're doing the same thing.
I'll do a warning. I'll say, please don't yell at me. I'm ultra insensitive to all of your needs at this point.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want it. That should be the episode title. You won't want to hear it. Leak Podcast $3.99.
You don't want to hear it. Well, I always remember way back one of our early episodes. I don't even remember who, but John brought up the you can't unread it or whatever. I don't even know who that was. You can't unwatch it, I think, was the actual title. But I think, since we were actually talking about comics, I think.
Back when I used to read comics and enjoy comics before the comic industry imploded.
Before the dark time. Yep. Yeah. Well, whatever. Comics industry, all the industries are going to we're all fucked.
Except the medical industry. That's the one that's, they're fucked too, so.
Well, you know what?
They're overwhelmed.
You know what is doing?
Toilet paper industry is the one to be in right now.
They're thriving, and home exercise equipment is. Yeah. Sold out everywhere.
I'm going to tell you, I'm starting to go a little batty that I haven't gone to the gym in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I went the last day that my gym was open, I went and there was nobody there. And they had signs on every other treadmill, like not to use this, not to use, like, you know. So, but then they closed. So
I was thinking about right before this whole thing, canceling my gym at membership because I haven't been there in a little while. Now what am I going to do?
You can still cancel.
I mean, yeah.
Now what am I going to cancel now that I can't even go?
I don't know if that's mean, though. What if it's keeping those people fed? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but people weren't there.
I feel bad for them.
I think there'll be a big surge in gym memberships once this is done with. So I think it'll be okay. It'll be like Like, you got to weather that, like, first month and a half of the new year at the gym. You're just like, oh, hurry up and just lose interest.
That was me. I started riding my bike again, and I lost
it. You're doing something. Gym. Who cares, right?
I
don't want to be paying for the gym. But,
if you're riding your bike for free.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they have to lay off a bunch of people because you canceled, and they probably were in dire financial straits anyway.
If we lose one more membership, we're going under.
Oh, no! Clay did it! That was a tipping point! Now you're all fucked!
I'm going to have to close the entire chain nationwide now.
They're just like, Clay!
Please come back!
Don't you remember that guy that was in here once? This
I gotta walk all down the street. This street's longer than West Street. West Street's not even that long.
Not even that long.
We're all going a little batty, I guess. That's
for sure. This is how I always am.
Welcome.
Welcome. Well, yeah. But yeah, like I said, you could go to the gym on a normal day, like even though you're working from home. But if you had some free time or whatever, you could just run out to the gym.
Yeah.
Now you can't.
Now you can't. And now Craigslist doesn't have those like casual encounter ads that you can go read and laugh at either. Or answer, you know, on occasion. Right, okay. Not saying that I've done that or anything.
But... I thought you were like, wow.
Well, you know, it's funny about Craigslist because I've been looking to find a band to play with. And it's like, you know, I look up drummer. And then one was like, single man seeking. And I was like, how did this even get in here?
I want someone to come over and drum on me while I...
Yes.
I have a drumming fetish. Please come over.
That's drumstick you got there. Yeah. What's that, a 5B? I think I can take all of that. A 7A? What number?
What number is it? Don't get excited.
I saw GGL.
Don't get excited.
Whatever floats your boat, buddy.
I saw Gigi Allen's brother stick a turn around, pull down his pants, and stick a drumstick up his ass.
Oh. Kathy bugged in there.
In person?
No, yeah, it was at a show. Oh. It was Gigi Allen's, you know, Gigi Allen, the guy that, like, shit and threw shit at the audience and puked everywhere.
It seems like there's a lot of anus-related material that he provides.
Seems like the kind of show I want to go to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. No,
my band opened.
Feel it or see it. You opened for him?
Yeah.
Play? Oh,
yeah. We
as
did.
As long as you didn't get any shit on you, I suppose.
No, we were like, probably. I was in the other room. Everybody was like, "He's gonna do it because he does it at every show." And everybody's like, "Okay, everybody, go over here."
Oh, yeah. God!
Sure enough, he did it.
He does it at every show.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know why I was surprised.
Why does people keep going to see him? But yeah, you know, he's an artist.
It's really disgusting because he's some like building his whole career around like his dead brother's legacy of being a shit eater or whatever. You know.
Oh, boy. I don't know what so this took a weird turn. I guess I shouldn't have brought Craigslist.
Yeah. Nice niche. Weird.
Well, I've been converting my old acoustic drums into an electronic kit.
I've noticed.
Some old Ludwigs and some old Tamas, and I've been inserting drumsticks up my ass. I mean, drum triggers in them, and I've been experimenting with that sort of thing, and that's been kind of fun. That's a project. Everyone should get a couple projects for themselves while you're stuck inside.
Projects.
Clean your house or something. Fucking hell. Kind of after someone enters house.
Take a nap.
See how far you can jam a drumstick up your ass.
These are good lessons.
Kidding.
No, please don't do that, in fact. I don't want to hear it.
Social distance.
The League of Ordinary Gentlemen don't want to stick drumsticks up my ass. Now I've got to go to the chiropractor. Oh, not the chiropractor. The proctologist. Go to the chiropractor.
Go to the chiropractor. You stick something up your ass.
Proctologist.
So messed up. That listens to anything we say.
It went all the way up through my spine. Back,
but now I have a great posture, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm really backed up.
Oh, God. This really did take a turn, didn't it? All right. Oh, well, I think on that note, it's probably a good time. Now, because I have some ideas.
Yeah, like, I really gotta go. Like, that's good drumstick waiting for me back at the.
I used to play the drums back in the fourth grade. I might have a stick somewhere left over. I'm gonna make use of it.
Yeah, and if not, I've got this pen. I'll just tape them together. Make them
oh, ow!
All right. Well, this highbrow comedy has really cheered me up. I hope. Oh, well, thanks for listening, everybody, if you did, which you didn't, but...
especially if you're still listening after all that.
Yeah. Oh.
Good for you.
Well, if you you deserve a reward, but we don't have anything. And we can't give it to you. But, because, you know, you can't give people things, because it's all infected. All of it!
Yeah.
But Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks, guys, for coming on. It was good talking to you guys for a little while.
It takes a pandemic to get all four of us on an episode.
No, I guess right. So. Yeah.
That's how much we care about you, the listeners. Came together for you.
That's right. Well, we, you know, like I said, we're giving our loved ones at least a break from us, too, right?
Supposed to.
Yeah.
They must be sick of us. So at least we get an hour and a half away from them so they can do other things. And who knows what they're doing out there.
I had security cameras set up all through the house so I can see what's going on at all times.
Are there any drumsticks around? Anyways, yeah, thanks a lot, everybody, and maybe we'll do this again soon. Who knows? We could be stuck here for a while. So right? We could be sheltering in place.
At 400 episodes.
Yeah. And I we're all as good as this one.
I
got a plan for the 400 episode. We could talk about it off the air.
All right.
All
Let's
right.
do that then. Let's All get right. off the air. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll
sayonara, shitheads.
Later.
Later, you fuck.
Don't let us get sick. Don't let us get old. Don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave. Make us play nice. Let us be together tonight.
Now everybody is me and Durson combined. You're working at home or you're stuck at home all day, and now you're all germophobes.
And you're grumpy.